This is AP News Minute. The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says the Taliban is holding Americans at the airport. Congressman Michael McCaul said on Fox News Sunday that some citizens have been waiting on planes to leave Kabul but haven't been allowed to take off. Without giving specifics, he said the regime is making demands of the U.S. and fears those demands will grow. Top U.S. officials are heading to the Persian Gulf in an effort to shore up relationships with U.S. allies who were partners in the war in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin both departing Sunday. Blinken also plans a stop at an Air Force base in Germany to see Afghan evacuees. Cell phone video shows the president of Guinea sitting in a room with soldiers during an apparent coup. The video was released hours after heavy gunfire erupted at the presidential palace. The West African nation's top general announced Sunday that the military had dissolved President Alpha Condé's government in an effort to, quote, save the country. And a shark attack in Australia casting a chill over the country's Father's Day holiday this weekend. A surfer was fatally bitten on Sunday in Coffs Harbour as locals under COVID lockdown went to the beach for a swim. It's Australia's second fatal shark attack since May.